This meditation is for anger. First, make sure that you and others are safe and your anger feels in control. If you are not in control, then call one of the emergency lines provided on MyGMind or call 911. For all others, let's begin the meditation. You can sit on a chair, you can sit in the meditation pose or lay down somewhere comfortable. When you sit, you can fold your hands on top of one another, and when you lay down, put your hands right beside your body and have your thumbs touch your pointers or your middle fingers. Just make sure you get comfortable. Let us begin to place your hands on your chest. Touch your chest gently with both of your hands and rest them there. And feel the warmth of your hands getting into your chest. And sense a wave of peace and calmness with your hands on top of your chest. It's a kind of grounding to bring yourself back to you from all the emotions that you're carrying right now. But first, you're going to take a few deep breaths, and with the first deep breath, you just breathe into your nose, deep into your chest, and then breathe out through your mouth anger that doesn't belong in your body. So breathe in, hold for a second, and breathe out through your mouth all the anger you no longer want to carry. Then again, breathe into your chest, and maybe you can even visualize some light, some golden white light from the universe coming with your breath into your chest. And out through your mouth. Let go of stress and anger. And with the next breath, you can also, if you want to, growl or vibrate the anger out or just scream. Make sure that when you scream, it is not disturbing other people who are thinking that something really bad is happening with you. So breathe in, a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. When you vibrate out, you do it like this. You feel the vibration in your body when you do that. And again, breathe in through your nose, into your chest. And then you can growl if you want to, like roar, out to your mouth, of course. And then again, breathe in, and you can scream if you need it. And while you're doing this, really visualize the anger leaving your body. Because it's okay to be angry. It is more important what we do with anger. We have endless choices how to deal with anger. And often, way more productive choices than just acting upon anger. So I'm going to lead you through a little meditation just to help you release more of these feelings. So visualize, sense, think, feel, imagine any way you can do it. That you are somewhere just outside of a place in nature, somewhere in the world where you feel very happy and safe. Visualize you are standing outside of this place, in front of a gate that is still closed. You're looking in and you see and recognize why you feel so happy and safe in that place. And at the outside of that place is standing a big oak tree with huge branches. And the oak tree is standing there to help you. So next, you are going to offer the oak tree your emotions, the ones you do not want to carry with you. So visualize a backpack filled with your emotions. Now take your backpack filled with anger and imagine you are hanging it on one of the branches of the tree. And next, maybe you can take off the backpack of frustration and hang that too on the tree, on one of the branches. And thank the oak tree for allowing you to hang your anger and frustrations on the tree. The oak tree can take care of your anger and frustration. And now you're ready to go into your favorite, beautiful and safe space in nature where you feel happy. Step into it and look around. You can imagine it, you can feel it, you can sense it, think it, any way you can do it. Look around and you see the beauty of the place. And you just feel how this is just right for you. You feel how the temperature is just perfect for you. The smells are just right, the colors, the forms, and the shapes all just right. And while you walk through that gate, leave behind the stresses you had. And go in there empty of life stresses and anger. Just walk around for a little. Just observe. And observe how your body and your mind are feeling while you are there. How peaceful it might be. How lovely the surroundings are. How good it smells. How all your senses are helping you to get calmer and calmer. And then you see a place where you can sit down. It's just made for your body. And when you go there and you go sit down, you feel how amazingly it fits for your body. And how good it feels to sit there. And how your body is getting into a relaxed form of life. Ah, this is nice. Everything is nice. And then, when you sit there, check in again with your hands on your chest. Now you feel a bit calmer. You can ask yourself, what was it that made me so angry? Or just look at it from an outsider's observer's point of view, like you're the observer of yourself looking in. And see what kind of feelings you see coming up in you. Almost like there is a wise person in you that can make all the observations about you. And listen to what the wise observer is seeing, how confused you can be about your anger. How clear it is why you were angry. That identifies with you how much of this anger is because of your situation in your life, or also from older pain in your life that are triggered. So the new pains feel so much more intense. Most often when we get angry, it is because of other things that have happened to us before. Most often, if we take each new situation as it is, without any past hurt connected to it, it is most often not that bad. But of course, this is not always true. So kind of feel how in the past you felt dismissed, or you felt not been taken seriously, or someone did something to you that made you angry. So take a look at that and then see if this is a repetition in your life, as it is a different experience that is similar to what you experienced before. If it is not, that's of course okay too. But if it is, maybe you can visualize a cord that runs from the present moment connected to the past hurtful experience, and visualize you cutting that cord. Say in your imagination, I'm cutting that cord, let go of the past, and just deal with this anger by itself. And give yourself permission and have compassion for yourself and softness and warmth that you feel angry. It is okay you are feeling angry. And you have endless choices about what you can do with your anger. So let the observer, the wise observer of you, just look at that anger and maybe help you with what action to take, or maybe to let it just go, or maybe have another conversation with someone, or just an expressing of your feeling in kindness. But make sure that you only do this when you are ready to be in a calm mood. So to first let go of all the intense emotions. The intense emotions attached to it. Until there's nothing left but a positive solution, positive action, positive clarification. So thank the observer for being part of this. And if you haven't come to a decision yet about what you want to do with the anger in a peaceful way, you can carry the question about this with you without any pressure. You can walk around with the question what best and peacefully you can do with the anger that is productive, positive, and kind to all involved. Just go about your life while this question is within your heart and mind. And at one moment in time, the answer will come. Make sure you do nothing with it until a peaceful outcome becomes clear to you. Then put a kind and loving action to the situation. be committed to just a kind and loving action to the solution. And slowly see this beautiful place you were sitting and get up. Thank it for the support, for the quietness, for the clarity, and then walk out. And slowly find yourself back in the place where you started, where you sit or lay down, or in a meditation pose. And hear my voice. And thank the universe for anything you believe in for this experience. And then when you are ready, wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Now make sure you go over your meditation. Or do and go the things you need to do for it. And become aware what you learned from it. And what you think the best course of action is that is kind and peaceful to yourself and others who are involved. Namaste.